Mesecht Megillah Yes Ying. Megillah Nikras Yud Aleph. It comes Purim on Yud Aleph Ba'adar. Sometimes you have a right to read the Megillah on Yud Aleph of Adar, the Yud Days of Adar, the Yud Gimel B'Yadar, the Yud Dalid, the Tezvav. These are the days that we'll soon see. Sometimes you're allowed to read the Megillah. Lo Pachas V'lo Yoser. Not less, not earlier than Yud Aleph, and not later than Tesvav. The latest day you can read the Megillah, people that have the city that has a chaim around them, they read it on Tesvav B'Yadar. But nobody can read later than Tezvav. We'll see in the Gemara why. Now, Kruachim, those are the cities, Hamukofim Chaimah, that has a wall around the city, Miyamois Yeshua Benun. It's totally how it was when the Klai Yisrael first went into Eretz Yisrael. If when Yeshua, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, there was a city, a wall around the city, then the locker is Kurim B'Tezvav. They had the locker like in Yeshushan, that they first made Purim on Tezvav B'Yadr. So just like at that time, Shushim had a wall around it, they also Masat, we'll see the Gemara why. The Masatman, though, the cities that have a wall around it from the times of Yeshua, they read the Megillah on Tezvav. Now, exactly why it's telling Yeshua ben Nun, Lechur, it should be telling B'Zman Achashverosh. And really, there's one man, the Yom, in the Gemara, that's totally how it was, B'Sha Shushan, B'Sha Achashverosh. At that time, when they had the Nes of Purim, any city that had a wall around it has a din to do it like Shushan and Tezvav. Why does Amish to say it's telling Yeshua? So the Yerushalmi says the Teretz is to give cover to Teretz Yisrael. That we want to put cover in Teretz Yisrael. So at the time of Achashverosh, we were in Golis. We weren't in Eretz Yisrael. So there was no cities in Eretz Yisrael at that time that had a Chayma. So if we'd go Vosa, the time of Achashverosh, in Eretz Yisrael, there'd be no city that has a Chayma to read it on Tezvav. Therefore, they wanted to give Eretz Yisrael also the din of Ir HaChayma. They went Vosa how it was, Bisman Yeshua. So by Yeshua's time, Yerushalayim had a chaim around it. So there from Yafo, so any city that has a chaim around the city, you read the Megillah on Tezvav. Kforim, what about villages? The Ayoras, Gedolos, and big cities is Kurim B'Yudalit. A big city that doesn't have a wall around it, the Ikka din of Purim is on Yudalit, like we have Bisman of Zit. Here in America, we do it on Yudalit. Elo, but Shehakforim Magdim El Yom HaKnisa. Why does the Mishnah say sometimes you can read on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? Because of the Kforim. Those are the villages, the small cities, that and the people there don't know how to read the Megillah themselves. They're not Bikim in the Kriya. So they used to have to come into the big cities, that people in the big cities will read the Megillah for them. Now it was a big tircha for the people in the Kforim of the villages to have to come into the city. Now anyway, on Yom Beis and Yom Hei was the Zman Kavua for Bezdin. So they used to come in anyway to have a din Torah problem. The people from the villages used to come into the big cities on Monday or else on Thursday, because that was the day when Beis Din sat in Paskin Shilas. So since they used to come in anyway on a Monday, so they let them come earlier beyond HaKnisa. Again, Ella, Shak from the villages, Magdimim, they're allowed to read the Megillah earlier, Liyom HaKnisa. The day of a Knisa means they come anyway into the city for Beis Din, either a Monday or a Thursday. Now we'll explain it. Kate said, how does this come out? Chal liyos yudalid b'sheni. Let's say Purim, yudalid b'yada comes out on a Monday. Then, kforim v'ayoros gudolos kurim b'yoyim. Even the kforim, the villages, since on a Monday is the day they come into the year anyway, it's the Yom HaBeis Din, so that's the day they should come in and hear the Megillah when they're in the city. And who are then v'ayoros gudolos, the big cities, pshita, they read the Megillah on yudalid b'yada, kurim b'yoyim. If you have a city that has a wall around it, Lamachar, their din is Tesvav Biyadim. That's a din every year. It's Tesvav Biyadim. What about Chal Lios Vishlishi? Let's say Purim Yudalad comes out on a Tuesday. Oyver V comes out on a Wednesday. Now you have a difference. Kforim, the people that live in the villages, since on a regular Tuesday or regular Wednesday, they don't come into the city, so then Magdim Liyom HaKnisa. They have a right when they come into the city on Monday, that's the Yom HaKnisa on earlier day, Monday. They come in the Tzarech HaBeis Din, so once they're there anyway, the Chachamim will matter them to hear the Megillah when they're there. So when they come into the city, when they come into the city on Monday, that Monday they have a right to hear the Megillah. And they go home, and then when it comes Yudalad, they make the Suda on Yudalad. But the Megillah though is Nikras on Yom HaKnisa. Ve'ayoros gedolos, what about the big cities? Kurim boy bayayim, they wait until either Tuesday or Wednesday when Purim comes out and Yudalot b'Adar, and that's when they hear the Megillah. Hey, since in the big cities, Deb and Kiyim, they know how to read the Megillah, so it's not a tircha for them to come and hear the Megillah on Yudalot. So a big city always has to hear the Megillah on Yudalot. Umakofos chayma, a city that has a wall around it, Lamacha, that's the regular din on Tezvav, on the 15th day of Adar, that's when they read the Megillah. What about Chalius b'Chamishi? Let's say Purim, Yudalot comes out on a Thursday. Then again, Kforim, the villages, the Ayoros Gedolos, the big cities, is Kurim boy bayayim. Both of them read the Megillah on Yudalot on Thursday. Since anyway, today that the villages come into the big city, today's a Thursday, they used to come again for Besdin on Thursday. So since they're there anyway on Thursday, let them hear the Megillah on the Ikar Adin of Yudalot on Yudalot b'Adar. Umakofos chayma, again, a city that has a wall around it, its din is like Shushan, to read it lamachar on Tezvav. That's the din of a city that has a wall around it, they first read the Megillah on Tezvav. What about now Chal Liyos Erev Shabbos? Let's say Yudalid Purim comes out on a Friday. What do we do then? Is again, Kforim, the people that live in the villages, Makdim Liyom HaKnisa. They have a right to hear the Megillah the day before on Thursday. Since they come into the town and to the big city anyway on Thursday, that's the day of Besdin, so the Rabbanim will not matriach them to come in again on Friday. So Friday they stay home. But on Thursday, the day before, on Yud Gimel, when they came into the big cities, that's when they have a right to hear the Megillah. Now, Vayoros Gedolos, the big cities, they're pshit to read the Megillah on Yudalot Erev Shabbos, but here the Chiddush is, Umakof Vaschayma, even a city that has a wall around it, also, they read the Megillah on Friday on Yudalot. Kurim boy bayayim. They read the Megillah on Yudalot. In other words, on Shabbos, which is Tezvav, you're not allowed to read the Megillah. The Rabbanim made a takana, just like we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. We don't use lulav on Shabbos because we're afraid we'll come to carry it outside. The same gezerah the Rabbanim made was by Megillah. So there's no mikra Megillah on Shabbos. So now Yudalot comes out on Erev Shabbos. Tesvav, the day that the people in the Ir HaChayma should read the Megillah, is on when? Is on Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't read the Megillah. So therefore, what does the city do that has a wall around it? They have to read it a day earlier. They have to read it on Erev Shabbos on Yudalot. And the Gemara will speak out, let them wait till Tes Zayin, that you can't do. Like the Mishnah says, Lo Yaser. There's never a time, Lo Yavor, you're not allowed to read the Megillah. After Tesvav, you can't read the Megillah. So when Tesvav comes out on Shabbos, so the people living in the cities that have a chayma wall around it are stuck. They can't read the Megillah today on Shabbos, and tomorrow Sunday is too late already to read the Megillah. Therefore, the Mishnah says they have to also read it on Yudalid on Erev Shabbos. What about Chal Liyos B'Shabbos? Let's say Purim itself comes out on Shabbos. Chal Liyos B'Shabbos. Is Yudalid comes out on Shabbos? The halacha is Kforim. Kforim, that's the cities, the villages. The Ayoros Gedolos and the big cities, Makdimim, the current Liyom HaKnisa, Achidish, that they read it on Thursday, when Purim Yudalot comes out on Shabbos. So again, on Shabbos for sure, there's no Mikra Megillah. You can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So now, the Kforim, the villages, that's very good. That's always their din. They always have to hear it either on a Monday or a Thursday. So now that Yudalot Purim comes out on Shabbos, they for sure have the right to hear it on the Thursday before, on Yud Beis, that's the day they come into the towns. But the Chiddush is, even the Yoros Gedolos also, when do they read the Megillah? On Thursday. Well, since it's Nitcher anyway, they can't read it on Shabbos. I let them do it on Friday. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, no. We're not matriach them to read the Megillah on Friday, as there are Shabbos, is Nishter, too much Shabbos, so we make it for them also to read it a day earlier. They also read it on Thursday. That's the Chiddush. Again, that Chal Liyos B'Shabbos, if Purim Yudalot B'Adar comes out on Shabbos, is Kforim, that's very good, the villages. Now, the Yoros Gedolos, this is the Chiddush, the big cities, Makdimim V'Koron Yom HaKnisa. Both of them have the din to read the Megillah on Thursday, 2 days before. Umakofos Chayma, Mashenke, in the regular cities that have the wall around them, is Lamachar. To them, it's very good. Since Tesvav, Tesvav is Sunday, that's their din to read the Megillah, so they read it Lamachar on Sunday, that's the din of a city that has a chayim around it, their din is to read it on Tesvav. That's very good. Now, what about Chal Liyos Achar HaShabbos? Let's say Yudalot Purim comes out on Sunday, is Kforim. This is the case we have the Kforim read on Yud Aleph. Kforim, that's the Kforim, that's the Kforim. That's the villages. Makdim Liyah Maknisa. They have a right to hear the Megillah all the way before, on Thursday before. This is the biggest span earlier. That's where it comes out on Yud Aleph. In other words, since it comes out on Sunday, so Maisa, they're allowed to, that Sunday it's too much of a tircha for them to have to come into the big city. Therefore, we say they have a right to come in the Yom HaKnisa the day before, which is Thursday. So Thursday is Yud Aleph. If Sunday is Yud Dalid, so Thursday is Yud Aleph. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, Megillah Nikras Yud Aleph. This is the earliest case that the Megillah is read. When you, Purim comes out on Sunday, Yud Dalit is Sunday, so the people living in the villages, it's too much of a tircha to come in on Sunday, Shabbos v'shteitzach, Friday they don't come in anyway, Thursday the day before, that's the earliest one they come into the big cities for the Bezdin, so therefore Thursday the day they hear the Megillah. The Ayaras Gedolah is Karim Babiyon, the regular cities that have Purim on Yud Dalit, since now Purim is on Sunday, very good, they read the Megillah on Sunday, Babiyon. A city that has a wall around it that its din is to hear the Megillah on Tesvach is Lamachar. They wait till Monday, the regular Lachar, they read the Megillah on Monday on Tesvach. So that's Pshat in the beginning of the Mishnah again, that Mikra, Megillah, Nikras, Yud Aleph, that's when Purim comes out on Sunday. So the people living in the villages that don't know how to read the Megillah themselves, they have to have the people from the big cities read for them, and the Rabbanan is a tircha for them to come in. So Rabbanan let them come in on Thursday before, that's Yud Aleph. Then you have Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, and Tezvov. Not more and not less. Sotei Gemara. Megillah, the Mishnah says, Nikras B'Yud Aleph. Certain times, that they have a right, the people living in the villages, to hear the Megillah on Thursday, Yud Aleph. When Purim comes out on Sunday, they have a right to come in early on Thursday and hear the Megillah then. For the Gemara Minolan, how do we know this? How do we know they're allowed to hear the Megillah so early? For the Gemara Minolan, you're asking the question, how do you know it? Could have been a Mamela come on, like the Gemara later is going to say, that Chachomim Hekilo Alak Forim. The Chachomim made a special cooler, they were lenient for the people living in the villages. Liyos Makdim Liyom HaKnisa. That they have a right to hear the Megillah when they come into the big city. Liyom HaKnisa means either a Monday or a Thursday. That's when Bezdin sits in Paskin Shilas. So if they have a shaila, they have to come in anyway on one of those 2 days. So the Chachamim will make all that either a Monday or a Thursday before Purim, that's when they hear the Megillah. And Kedei Sheyispeku Mayim Amosin Liachem Shebekrochim. A little another svar also, the advice of the people in the villages, they have food there. Rashi says, Kedei Sheyispeku Sheopanuyim Biyom Purim. We want the people living in the villages to be free on Purim itself. As the people living in the big cities, they have to make a suda on Purim. The vice is they have to get the food. So the people living in the villages like the farmers. So they wanted the farmers, the people in the villages, to be available for the people from the city to make sure they have enough food to eat on Purim. So that's another little smart that they wanted them to be free on Yom HaPurim itself, the people in the villages, in order to have enough food to send into the city. So therefore, they let the people living in the villages be makom to hear the Megillah a day earlier, or whatever it was. Sometimes it's 2 days, sometimes it's 3 days earlier. But this wasn't the only reason. You need both reasons. One reason is that it's a big tircha for them to come into the big city. So when Purim comes out on Sunday, on a Tuesday, and a Wednesday, and a Friday, it's a tircha to make these people come into the city. Therefore, the Rabbanim will make it, they can hear the Megillah a little bit earlier, either on the Thursday before, or else the Monday before. Purim comes out on Tuesday and Wednesday. When Purim comes out on Tuesday and Wednesday, they have a right to hear the Megillah the Monday before. When Purim comes out on Friday or Sunday, they hear it the Thursday before. But there's another reason also that we want them also to be free on Purim in order to have food, to be able to give food to the people in the cities.
Right. Both reasons,
yes. We'll see later in the Gemara if there's enough Kamina. So the Gemara says, what's your question? Like, how do we know it? The Chum said it. So the Gemara says, Anan, what I meant to ask is like this. Hochi Kamrinin. This is what I meant to ask. This is my question. Michti. Kula Yanshek Nesis Agdela Tiknu. The Zmanim went to read the Megillah, Avada, the Yanshek Nesis Agdela, they were massacring it. Like it says in the Megillah, the days went to read the Megillah. These Sakwadites, if you're going to tell me, Anshek Nesis Agdela, Yud Dalet V'Tesvos Tikun. That, like it says in the Megillah, there's an Indian to hear the Megillah on Yud Dalet and Tesvos. If you want to say those were the only 2 days the Yashas HaKnesses HaGdolah was Masakin. Now the Yashas HaKnesses HaGdolah, that was Bizman Mordechai, when they went out to be Masakin, went to hear the Megillah. So if you tell me they only made a Takonah for Yud-Dalet and Tes-Vov, so how come then our Mishnah says sometimes you could do it on Yud-Alef, Yud-Beis, Yud-Gimel? You want to tell me that also Rabbonin, the Rabbonin later came, the Akri Takanta, and they uprooted the first Takonah, that Kino Yashas HaKnesses HaGdolah. That they uprooted the first takona from the Yashas HaKnesses HaGdolah and they made a new takona. For the Gemara, that can't be. For Yotzanan, we learned. Ein bezdin yochol levatel divrei bezdin chaveroi. One bezdin can't go against the other bezdin. Elim kem godum imenu bechochma v'minyin. The second bezdin has to be greater than the first one in chochma, digatamid chachomim, over minyin, more people. And for sure, they don't have it, the Lady Chachomim. Yashas HaKnesses HaGdolah was the biggest minyan, 120 were there, and they had big chachomim then. So how could you say the Yashas HaKnesses, their first takon was only Yudalit and Tezvov? So how could a later Bezdin make even Yudalit Yudbej Yudgimel? Ella, what do you have to say? Pshita kulo Yashas HaKnesses HaGdolah tikinu. No, that even Bizmei Mordechai, when Yashas HaKnesses HaGdolah sat down to make the takon, went to read the Megillah, and that takon was also that sometimes it's Yudalit, sometimes Yudbej, sometimes Yudgimel. So now the question is, Heich Remizo, where do we see from the Megillah itself, or Remez, that sometimes you can read the Megillah even before Yudalit? That it says clearly in the Megillah, that the Megillah is read on Yudalit and Tesvov. Yudalit for the regular cities, and Tesvov for Shushan, or for cities that have a chayim around it. But how do we know, where does it say in the Megillah, that the Kforim have a right to read it earlier, on Yudalit, Yudbej, Yudgimel? That was his kasha. So Omer Rav Shomon Bar Abba, Omer Rav Yechanan. Omer Kro, yes, I'll bring you a postik from the Megillah, where's some rumors. The Pasuk says, Lekayim es yimei ha-purim ha'ilo. Bizmanehem, in their times, Eloshin Rabin. So we dashin zmanim harbei tekinu lehem. They made a lot of different times when to read the Megillah. So in this Pasuk, bizmanehem is merumis, that there's more than just 2 days, Yudalit and Tezvov. There's more days also, like our Mishnah says. For the Gemara, haimi boile lagufa. Tishini lagufa. That there are 2 days, there's Yudalit and Tezvov. How do you know Bizmaneyim means more than just two? Now the Gemara, yes, im came if Bizmaneyim only meant Yudalit and Tezvov. Leim akro zman. The Pasuk should have just said the word zman. My zmaneyim, zmanim tuva. It means a lot of days. Vaistais, just the zman, in the Megillah it already said Yudalit and Tezvov. It says it. So if now the Pasuk is just saying, Lekayim es yimei ha-purim ha'ilo bizmanehem, it just should have said bizman, at the time that it says already in the Megillah, that's the time to keep. Why does it have to repeat itself and say bizmanehem? Again, it means more than just two. So the more name, Dakatimi Boilei. No, I still need the word bizmanehem just for Yudalit and Tezvov. Why? Mi Boilei, that's mana shozeh, loik is mana shozeh. That I would have thought, like this, the Pasuk says, Yudalit and Tezvov. So it would have just says, this man means, those 2 days are the days to read the Megillah. And you can take your choice. If you want to Yudalit, if you want to Tezvov, that's what I would have thought. Even if people living in a city without a Chayma, the Pasuk says, Yudalit or Tezvov, maybe you have your choice. When the Pasuk says, Bizmanehem, means in your special Zman. And from that we dash in that, Zmanel Shozeh, like Zmanel Shozeh. If you live in a city that has a chayma wall around it, you badavka have to hear the Megillah on Tezvov. You're not allowed to hear it on Yudalit. And if you live in a city that doesn't have a chayma, it's badavka Yudalit and not Tezvov. So Mel, I need the word Bizmanehem to teach me each one has its own time, and that's it, not the other one. So again, I don't know earlier, I don't know Yudalit, Yudbej, Yudgimel yet. And the Gemara, no, in came, if so, Leim Akroz Zmanam. If just to tell me each one special, it could have said the word Zmanam. My Zmanehem, what's the extra you doing there, and the extra he doing there? Sharmat Minei Kulei. From the word Zmanehem, we hear everything. That Yudalit and Tezvov is Dafku, Yudalit and Dafku Tezvov. But we also hear that there are other days also, the earlier days, Yudalit, Yudbej, Yudgimel. This is the remez. So now once you're saying that the Rem is more, maybe a week or two before also. Like how do you know only Yud Aleph? And the Mishnah says, Loi Pochis. It's earlier than Yud Aleph, you can never read the Megillah. How do we know? Once you're saying a lot of days, maybe it means 10 days maybe. And the Gemara, Zmanehem Dum Yedizmanum. The extra Reboy from Zmanehem is Marbe, just like the Ikadin, of the Ikad times. Mazmanam Trei, just like the Ikka days to hear the Megillah really is only Yudal or Tezvav, it's only 2 days, is Avsmanayam Trei. What would be Marban saying there's another extra days you could read, it just means an extra 2 days. For the Gemara, if there's only 2 days, it's still Shre the Mishnah. The Mishnah has an extra 3 days. We say Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. So how do you have an extra 3? L'chush, you only have 2. For the Gemara, V'yema, Tresa, Tleser. Maybe only Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Only 2 more days, the 13th and the 12th. How do I know the 11th, though? Now, the Gemara, could Yomer HaShmo Rab Yitzchak. Yud Gimel, Zman, Kilala, Kerlhi. Like, to read the Megillah on Yud Gimel, that's Pshita. Since even Mizmei Mordechai on Yud Gimel, that was the Zman, everybody got together to fight. So they all went to fight on Yud Gimel. So Pshita Yud Gimel B'yadir is a day to read the Megillah if you have to. So when we have a Ribui that you're allowed to read the Megillah earlier, you don't need a Ribui for Yud Gimel. That's Pshita, you could read it on Yud Gimel. Not Avad, if you have a din in a big city to read on Yud Dalet, it's Dafki Yud Dalet. It's only a svara that once we're saying a Ribui, that sometimes the Kfarim, the small villages, have the right to read earlier, Pshita and Pshita, they could hear it on Yud Gimel. Because that was the Ikka's man when the Klai Yisrael got together to go fight. For like Sarach and Rebuya, you don't need an extra Ribui. That's what the Gemara says later. Is Hachinam the same thing here also? Yud Gimel's the man, Kilala Kerlhu. Yud Gimel, that was the Zman when everybody got together, and everybody had the Mechama then, so Pshit Yud Gimel's a Svara, you could hear the Megillah on Yud Gimel. For like Sarach and Rebuya, you don't need an extra Pasuk for that. So therefore, the Ribui is like a 2 days. Which 2 days? Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. For the Gemara, though, Vaita V'yema, Shisa Sov, Shivsa, maybe the Gafata means the 16th and the 17th. Like, how do you know to read it earlier? Maybe read the Megillah later, wait till after Tezvav. Maybe the 16th and 17th day. Now, the Gemara, that you can't say. V'lo Yavar, Ksiv. The Pasuk says, V'lo Yavar. You can't go after Tezvav. That's what the Mishnah says, Lo Pachas V'lo Yosem. After Tezvav V'yada, that's after the Zman already, nothing doing, you can't hear the Megillah then. The Megillah has to be read before Tezvav. Right, so this is one Esmachta, how do you know the extra days from the word Bizmanehem? For we have Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Yomar Omar Kron, the Pasuk says, Kayomim Asher Nochu Be'em Ayudim. Like the days that the Jews rested. Means after they rested, after the Muhammad, that's when they made Purim. They fought on Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. They rested, they made Purim on Yud Dalet. And in Shushan that they fought on Yud Dalet, they made Purim then, the Yom Tov Lizkaveya, on Tezvav. So we dash in Yomim Ki Yomim. It says an extra word. It could have just said the word Yomim. Why does it say Ki Yomim? L'Rabba is Yud Beis, Yud Aleph Yud Beis. The extra Ki Yomim is a new Ribui. We'll be Marba again. Just like the first, there's 2 days of Purim, we'll be Marba Ribui another 2 days. For the Gemara, Vaita, V'yema, Tresa, Tleser, 2 days, good, but maybe only the 13th and the 12th. How do I know the 11th? Again, I'm Rabbi Shimon Bar Yitzchok, Yud Gimel Zman, Kilo La Kerli. Since the 13th day of Adar, that was the day where they went to fight against the people, so Pshita, that day you could be Marba to read the Megillah. For like Sarka Rabuya, if you tell me there's a day earlier to hear the Megillah, Pshita, Yud Gimel should be the day. So I don't need a Rebu for Yud Gimel. Therefore, Kiyomim is telling me there's another 2 days, the 11th and the 12th. Again, V'yema Shitzasav Shivsar, maybe the 16th and the 17th day, maybe after Purim. Again, V'layava Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'layava, you can't go after. That's Pshita, you can't go afterwards. But Rav Shimon Bar Nachmeni, none of more is the question. Rav Shimon Bar Nachmeni, my time aloyim mimizvanehim. He that says, learn out from the word Kiyomim, what does he know from the first Rosha, bizmanehim? And the Gemara, Zman, Zmanim, Zmanayim, Lemash Malay. He doesn't know that for an extra word for Drosha. That's an Urcha, the Kura, that's the way the Torah, the Psukim talk. Sometimes it says Zman, sometimes Zmanim, Zmanayim. There's no extra words. That's an Urcha, that's the Derech to talk that way. For Rav Shomin Bar Abba, my timely Mikiyomim. Good, you hold Zmanayim as a Drosha. Why don't you also hold, like Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Kiyomim? Omalach, who Lederech Sudisiv. That the Pasuk says, Kiyomim Ashenochubim, it means to say that not only that year was the Kaveya Yom Tov Purim, but the Duris. From every generation afterwards, the day the Klayas were arrested on Yud Dalet B'Adar, with Kaveya for Yimei Purim. Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chon, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva Stimtoi. Our Mishnah is only going according to Rabbi Akiva, that's the Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva. The Doris Zman, Zmanim Zmanayim. He taka makes these drushes that the villages have a right to hear the Megillah days earlier. Avo Chachomim Oimrim, Ein Kurin, Oysel, Bismanah. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Yechin says. La locha mestalmat rechav mishita, Megillah is only either on Yudalit if you have no wall, and if you have a wall around the city, it's tesvav. But even the people in the villages do not have a right to hear the Megillah earlier. That's what Rabbi Yechinin said. Rab Meisve, have a kasha in you, Rabbi Yechinin. Rabbi Yudah says like this. Amosai, when do we have the din of our mission in the attack of the villages? Are allowed to read the Megillah earlier? Bizman Shashonim Kitikuna. Bizman they had the Bezdin Agodol, when they used to make the Kiddush Achodesh Al Piriya, for Yisrael Shruyim Al Adnosim, and Klai Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael. And the Bezdin used to send out Shluchim to tell the people when Rosh Chodesh was. So by the time it came to Pesach, like Rosh Chodesh Nisan, everybody already knew for sure when Chodesh Adar was. So Mela will soon see you can make Purim earlier. Avu bismanazir mashenke now in our days that there's no more bezin agodul. They don't make the kiddush achodesh al piri anymore. Ho yulu mistak limbo. How do people know exactly when Rosh Chodesh was? When do they know when Rosh Chodesh Adar was? They don't know. The shluchim don't go out anymore. So people look and see when you read the Megillah. When you read the Megillah, they think that's Yudalid. And we're able to make a cheshbon that next month Yudalid is going to be Erev Pesach and Tezvav is going to be Pesach. Is Mele and Kurvanois Elabismana. In our days now, you have to read the Megillah only on Yudalid. You're not allowed to read it earlier. Because if you start to read the Megillah earlier, we're afraid that people will make mistakes. You're going to read the Megillah on Yud Aleph, so people are going to think, oh, Yud Aleph is Yud Aleph. And they're going to come to make next month Pesach earlier. And they come out the end days of Pesach, they're going to eat chametz, because they think it's not Pesach anymore. So therefore, Bizman is there, you can't make Purim earlier. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Deman. And this price, so who's Rabbi Yehuda going like? Eli Maliba the Rabbi Kiva, he wants to say, Zon Kot Rabbi Kiva, Afilu Bezman Hazer, Isol Haitakanta. The Rabbi Yehuda, we said before, the way Rabbi Yechon learned, that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva. So about the Rabbi Kiva, Rashi said, was also after the Churban Abayit, there's no more Bezman Agodul. So Rabbi Kiva's time is also like Bezman Hazer. So the Mishnah is saying, about even Bezman Hazer, you are allowed to read the Megillah earlier. Elalav, so who is Rabbi Yehuda going like? Elalib the Rabbon is going according to Rabbon and Shita, and saying like this. Ovisman Shashonim Kitakunam, even the Rabbon and Shita that said you're allowed to is Yisrael Shumad. No, he's going according to Rabbon and Shita that you say the Rabbon and say you're not allowed to read the Megillah earlier. And here this Bryce is mashma not like that. That even according to the Rabbon and Shita that Ovisman Shashonim Kitakunam, Vizman Klai Yisrael had the Bez Nagodol. The Yisrael Shriyim Alad Moslem, we were living in Eretz Yisrael, Mio Karinon. At that time, even the Rabbanan was moided to our Mishnah. In other words, there was a time when we had the Bez Nagodom that everybody agreed to the din of the Mishnah, that you're allowed to read the Megillah earlier, people living in the villages. And they look Tiyufta to Rabbi Yechanan Tiyufta. That's a kasha on Rabbi Yechanan. Because Rabbi Yechanan says that our Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Kiva. But according to Rechon Mishita, you are never allowed to read the Megillah earlier. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said. And here we're slugging up, note that Rabbi Yehuda says not like that. Rabbi Yehuda says, even according to the Rabbanan Shita, the Rabbanan were Maida, that when we were in Eretz Yisrael and we had the Bez Nagodol, and everybody knew when Rosh Chodesh was, you were allowed to read the Megillah earlier. Rabbi Yehuda is only saying that Bezman is there now, that we don't have the Bez Nagodol, we can't make Megillah earlier, because we're afraid people will look, you're reading the Megillah today. Oh, today's Yudalid, next month we're going to make Pesach. So Mela, it's a kasha in Rabbi Yechanan. But our call upon the loch is like this price. That's why Bizman is that say we never have a time that you read the Megillah earlier. Like we hold talking like this sheet here. That this din of the Mishnah only applied Bizman we lived in Eretz Yisrael with the Bez Nagodol. But after the Bez Nagodol was bottled, they don't have Namakadosh Al Piri anymore, so now you don't have the din of the Mishnah. That even the people in the villages are not allowed to read the Megillah earlier, they have to wait until Yudalid Biyadu. Like we have Bizman is there. Today nobody hears the Megillah earlier than Yudalid Biyadu. Ika the army something like this. Omar Rabba Barba Khanam Rabbi Yechanan. Zu Divri Rabbi Kiva Stimtoi. This is Divri Rabbi Kiva Stimtoi. Like in our Mishnah. That the Mishnah says the Kforim have a right to read the Megillah earlier. Abba Chachomim Moirim Nechomim say, Bizman Hazer. Hoyelo Mistak Limbo. Since Bizman Hazer, we don't have the Bez Nagodol anymore. And people are not sure exactly when the Rosh Chodesh is. So when they see you making Purim, people say, oh, today is Yudalot Biyadar, so for sure next month at this time is going to be Pesach, so therefore you can't make Purim earlier. Is a Inkurin Noisel of Bizmana. You can't read it earlier. And Tani Nam Yochel learned like this also, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amosai, when does our Mishnah say the halacha that you're allowed to read the Megillah earlier for the people in the small villages? Bizman Shashonim Kitakunam. Only when Klai Yisrael have their Bezdin, the Yisrael Shulam Alad Mosim, and Klai Yisrael live in Eretz Yisrael. But the Zman is there today that we don't have the Bezdin, Hoyulim Estaklim Bo, since people now don't know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is, and they look to see when they read the Megillah, they make up Mistoma, that's the day of Purim, is Ein Koron Oysel of Zmana. The Zman is there, you're not allowed to read the Megillah earlier, or you have to wait for Dafk until you're Dalit. So according to the second Nikah Diyamri, we don't have the first Kasher anymore. In other words, they're not saying the Chum say, period, you never read the Megillah earlier. The Chum do agree you read the Megillah earlier. Only just saying that Bizman Hazeh, since today, will make a mistake when to make Pesach, it's only Bizman Hazeh you don't read the Megillah earlier. And that's Tanya, and that's we have a riot from the Braisa, that you viewed yourself like that also in the Braisa. Alright, turnover. Yeah, that's interesting. In the Rabbeinu Chananel, he said that that's what it means, Bizman Shashanim Kitakunam, when Klai Yisrael is at its right times, it means Kloimar, Bizman Shein Shom Shmad. It sounds when the Goyim don't give us a lot of problems. That's what it means. And the Yisrael Shurim Alad Mosem, and we're living in Eretz Yisrael. Again, like Bizman Hazeh, we have the problems, we have different halachas. Yeah, alright, weiter. What? Ravashi Kashle Rabbi Yehuda. Ravashi Kashle. Ravashi Yesa Festira Rabbi Yehuda. He has a stira in Yehuda and Yehuda, or Mukim.